This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Worry, panic, anxiety, depression, phobia. That's what some of us are experiencing when it comes to coronavirus, and I understand tough times, definitely. But remember, tough times teach you what ease and comfort can never teach you. So I'd invite you to take this as an opportunity to become a better and a stronger person. And I have a few suggestions in this regard. I'll just summarize it in 3 points. Number one is build your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is build your relationship with Allah's people. And number three is learn something new. So when it comes to building your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, with all this industrialization and this advancement and this technology, now we have seen that despite all this advancement, we have such limited control. And we have seen that hospitals do not cure. We have seen that our jobs are not our razak. And we have seen that all these grocery stores, they do not provide us with food. So who does? Who is in control? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in control. So I just invite you to fix your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this is a reminder for myself as well. And when we fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will fix everything for us. And how do we fix our relationship? Let's get a bit practical here. Number one is, of course, fulfilling all the faraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, including the prayer and zakat, hajj, of course, inshallah, if we can. And then Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. يعني Quran is shifa and Quran is cure for mu'min. And it just doesn't mean that, you know, reciting a certain surah like a gazillion times. No, it means understanding and implementing Quran. And of course, reciting the surah has its own reward and everything. But what's required is to understand and to implement. And then, of course, a lot of istighfar. Remember, Yunus alayhi salam's nation was forgiven. The entire nation was forgiven because they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is build your relationship with Allah's people. Take this time as an opportunity to forgive, to let go, not to hold grudges. Just pick up the phone, call that person and say, you know, you're sorry. Or just do anything to fix your relationship with Allah's people. Secondly, look around, see if anyone is in need. Maybe just get an extra carton of milk for your neighbors or anything that you can do. Remember, if you will help people when they are in need, Allah will help you when you are in need, inshallah. And lastly, learn something. I understand that you might be learning something from WhatsApp, from YouTube, here and there. But remember, systematic learning, right? A structured learning. That's what required. And IOU is offering subhanAllah all its diploma courses for free for next 2 months. So I'd invite you to join any of these courses and learn something and grow, inshallah. I hope this was beneficial. May Allah keep you and me and everyone protected. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.